Thank you for calling XPO. It's Angel speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, good afternoon. I'm calling because I'm having a lot of trouble in tracking my package, and so have Home Depot representative, and so have the XPO representative that I've spoken with so far. I have a package that was supposed to be delivered yesterday. It's a refrigerator, and it never was. The only update that I got was a call around 6:45 stating that my package was received at the facility. However, I had already received an email on Thursday saying my package was already in process to be shipped to my house. So after 10 p.m. last night, when the refrigerator did not arrive, I called the Home Depot representative to help me out with this. We struggled and eventually came across that you guys had changed the date to my delivery to today. I'm trying to find out the status as to what's going on, when will the refrigerator arrive, because I was never given a window. I haven't received any updates. And then when I spoke to another HPO representative, they've asked me to give you guys a call because you guys, I guess, are the specialists in this, because they can't find my information at all.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And it is a Home Depot order?
Yes. So I have two order. I have the order number from Home Depot, and I also have a number without any letters from the HPO last mile carrier. When you look that number up, it will not show up. It shows as an invalid number.
Okay. Could you provide me with that number?
Sure. It's 1, and then it's going to be 50, followed by 344-211.
344-211. Okay. Okay, could you provide me with the phone number that it may be under?
Yeah, they're not finding that either, but it's 323-493-3027.
Okay, let's double check. And then I also can try last name and zip code.
My zip code is 91331.
Okay, well, I did pull it up by your phone number. I have here for Ms. Janet Flores, 9331 Woodman Avenue for Home Depot.
Awesome. Yes.
Okay, so it says here today, well, not today, but yesterday, the label was created through Home Depot. We gave you a courtesy call to advise you that the label has been created. So that's probably what the call was, but it was a mistake if it said that it was supposed to schedule. It was a pre-courtesy call to advise that the item has been created. We have not received the item yet, but once we do receive it, we will give you a call for scheduling.
When is this going to happen? Because this has been on the, it was on their website that this package was supposed to be delivered by May 1st. It's not like it's a label that it was just created. It's just because Home Depot doesn't even say that. So when I spoke to the representative at 10 p.m. last night, it said it's supposed to be delivered. So now I'm already going on 2 days without getting this in and not being able to track this object. So when is it going to arrive?
Yes, ma'am. So I'm just advising you what I see in our system. It says that you received a pre-courtesy call on yesterday to advise that the label has been created. Right now, at this current time, we do not have a tracking from Home Depot. With us just receiving that the label is being created, we will have to wait until we do receive the tracking from Home Depot. So I'm not sure yet as of what date we will be receiving the item, but once we do have the updated information, you will be the first person that we call to schedule for you.
Okay, so now I have another question. Why am I getting an email stating that you guys already received the item?
Is that an email from Home Depot?
That is, let's see where that email is coming from. It's on So I got the message when you click on the original email you get, it says track my package, and then it says all package in transit from Home Depot.
Yes, so it is in transit to us. We haven't received the item yet, so we're still waiting to receive the item from Home Depot. Once that is done, we will give you a call once the item is received to schedule for delivery.
I'm going to go. I might end up having to give you guys a call and cancel because this is absolutely ridiculous, this whole playing around back and forth, and see if they have that in stock at the store. And that way I don't have to worry about you guys because it's a refrigerator. I need it. There's a reason why I picked on a day for it to be delivered on May 1st, if that's what you guys were stating. No, there's a whole misunderstanding there, whether it's you or Home Depot, that all really needs to be clarified because it is a world of confusion and it's causing so much chaos in terms of trying to figure this out. So I'm going to have to figure out if this is available at Home Depot, and if it is, I'm going to have to give you guys a call back and cancel because this is unacceptable that I am not receiving any updates with you guys calling me or Home Depot calling me, and this just cannot be happening. This is not acceptable. So
yes,
I will
so
take
you
from the
call
and I'll go ahead and see what I can do with Home Depot.
Yes, ma'am. If you will prefer to cancel, you will have to cancel through Home Depot because we haven't received the item. It's still in transit to us. Now, in reference to the tracking, that is something that Home Depot is supposed to provide us once we have the label created. So since the label was created just yesterday, we are still waiting for the update of the tracking that they are sending the item to us. So I'm not sure in reference to what they are advising you, but I do apologize if this has been an issue for you, but I'm just only advising you what we have here. But yes, ma'am, you will have to counsel through them if you prefer, and they will give us a call and let us know. Or if you prefer to give us a call to let us know that you are canceling through Home Depot, that's not a problem. We will just also advise our warehouse if we do receive it to ship it back.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you so much for calling XPO. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Me too. Bye. This is really